The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I won an award, and I want to do a little something different when I accept my award. Good morning. It's Thursday. We call it Friday's Eve here on the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
That's like the most Texan you've ever sounded. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I'm feeling good. I won this award. I hadn't told anybody. I haven't posted anything. I was like, why don't you tell anybody? Because it's hard to say, oh, look at me. But you know what? Look at me.
There you go, dude.
I feel good about this.
Doesn't sound like you have any qualms with it right now.
I don't.
I do stand-up comedy. I literally try to get people to look at me every single day. So I'm proud for you, Dana Cortez, and congratulations on your award.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell the people what the award is?
I don't know what it is. I've drawn a blank.
It's called an Air Blazer Award.
Thank you, DJ Automatic.
And it's a legacy award.
See?
Why am I explaining your award?
Because it's hard for me to do it. What I am focused on now is what song I'm coming out to. Now, mind you, every woman who's won before me has never come out to a song, but it's me.
So they just go straight off.
So you're saying Angie Martinez didn't ever come out to a song?
She didn't come out to no song.
Angela Yee didn't come out to a song.
They just walk up there, it's quiet, everybody claps really politely.
Now, what kind of songs are we thinking of walking out to?
I'm thinking Rough Riders Anthem, DMX. Because I'm a woman, I'm breaking ground for the ladies. What about Nicki Minaj's verse in Monster?
You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer.
Oh, gosh.
You might scare those old white men out there.
I don't know. Exactly. So yeah,
that's a lot going on
that.
That's
a lot. Okay. What about this one? Cardi B. Bodak Yellow.
You can f*** with me if you wanted to.
I think that was a vibe.
I think that's the one. That's the one.
That's my favorite. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, you know, I see you're very excited for this intro music.
I'm more excited about the intro.
Dana thinks she's a boxer.
She thinks she's a WWE superstar is what she is.
I'm more excited about the intro than the award.
Now, it's not about the song. It's about what you're going to do with the song, though.
Oh, I'm going to go up there. I'm going to flex.
I'm going to talk
about all that we do, how hard we work.
Are you going to write it out, too? I need a little Hollywood Hulk Hogan when you're doing it. I don't know what I'm going to do.
But I know that it's going to make an impact, and it's something different. And I don't want to do the same old thing because we're not the same old show.
No, if you're going to go up there and you're going to WWE it, I need you to wear sequins, okay?
Baby, I might even
rent some lighting.
I got some knee-high sequin boots ready to go.
All right.
Which song should I pick? Is there another one you could think of? Hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Gosh, I need your help. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
You don't need any of those before you got to go on stage.
Before the award, no. I'm going to have cameras and everything.
Yo, and one time for all the homies and the four-legged creatures we have lost. It is World Pet Memorial Day.
Up top, baby.
Yo, shout out to my dog, Lisa Simpson. I love you forever.
Shout out to my cat, Cicero. Shout out to my dog, Duke, Hades.
Bug.
Boom, there it is.
Atticus.
Pour a little something out for the homies one time. Man, it is National Best Friend Day.
Those are all my best friends.
Oh, damn, loser. Get a human friend, lame.
I'm your best friend, DJ Automatic. You just lied.
Have you seen how much time I spend with our dogs?
No, not as much time as you spend with me.
Well, it's because they.
Obviously, you prefer their company.
They don't talk back. At least the boy dog doesn't.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I love hanging out with my girls because we just talk and we chat and we gossip and we watch movies and sometimes there's even sleepovers.
Nah, shut up.
And you are, Anthony?
Sounds so boring.
PJs. No, it's fun. What do you mean it's boring? Automatic talk? Because we've decided to have this conversation because Automatic and Anthony A said guys hang out differently than girls. How is that? We all hang out. We're having fun. Might have some drinks. Go to the club. Come back to the house. Have a little house party.
It goes beyond hanging out. It goes to friendship. We operate with friends different. Homies to homies are different than homets to homets. Like, for example, one thing is like some guys, like if you have a disagreement with your homie or a little tiff, a little argument, you don't really stop being friends. You just stop talking.
Or you stop talking about that particular thing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you just kind of give each other some distance. Meanwhile, women, when they have an argument or something goes down in a woman friendship,
My friend Emmett, we've fought multiple times. I mean, where I've hit him with a bat, he's hit me with a glass.
What?
I'm talking about real fights.
What kind of volatile friendship is this?
We were friends the same day.
Oh.
That doesn't happen with women.
They become bitter, sworn enemies. Well, okay. And like, I mean, I don't like that girl no more. I can't believe her. And then
the whole group got a turn on her.
Yeah, that's wild. So
you're
just
out
like,
the group chat, girl.
Sometimes, like, I'm so about women empowerment. I was raised by two strong, very open-minded and open-opinionated, fierce Latinas. And so I'm for women, but sometimes women are big, like the biggest haters enemies. To women. Yeah. It's
that
wild
is not
to
true.
Me.
As us men look at from the sideline, that's the way it looks over here. The biggest difference is, okay, so I was reading about this. Women have to communicate face-to-face. They have to look at each other. They want to know how you're feeling. They want to know everything that's going on in your world. Whereas men,
you're right. You're right. Wait. When I'm talking to Otto here on the radio, if he's not looking at me, I'm having a fit. And like, so, look at me.
I can have a whole conversation with Anthony without even looking at him. I don't even know what he's wearing today.
Yeah, and this is a lot of men just like to look off in the distance. You just feel majestic.
I can look away and listen. I don't have to look at you in order to be engaged.
Mm. No, that's not true, because then I have to repeat myself. That's the key. That's why.
Well, that's because you're a wife. That's different. That's a different bond than homie to homie, for sure.
You being my wife is different.
Dude, hell yeah. Homies be tuning out their wives. And sometimes when you hang out with homies hang out with their wife, they don't know how to not stop talking around other dudes. Because they, like my friend Austin, dog, all he does is hang out with his kids and his fiance. And that fool, when we get together, he won't shut up, bro. Because it's like, no, I know you don't have other homies around you.
You guys
dude.
Sit in silence
yes,
with each other?
I love hanging out with guys because we could sit there and just watch sports, maybe look at some cars.
Automatic. You
check
don't
out
say
women.
Anything to them?
Oh, man.
You said check out women.
Yeah, dude, that's fun. The best is when you get together. The best is when you get together with one of your guys and you just start making random sports references for no reason. Oh, that's
and
great,
they know what
dude.
You're talking yeah. about. And you can literally build a friendship on something just you as small as that. I'll hang out with a guy for 6 months. I might not even know his name, but I know what sports he likes. I know what team he likes. I know his favorite player is.
I've also hung out with a lot of, like, I guess in my experience, I've dated some bisexual women, but I've also had, like, a lot of homegirls who are free with stuff, and it kind of throws me off when women are like, they can cuddle with each other. All right, they're a little
this
bit more,
is
a,
this is
they're
true.
A little
I
more
mind.
Affectionate, I guess.
I hold hands with my friends.
Yeah, see that?
You and automatic. You're not down to hold Anthony's hand?
No.
There's but it's all,
shout out to anybody who feels like they needed to do that. I don't need to do that.
Yeah, unless you have like homies who used to play baseball or they used to be wrestlers. Those guys
say,
get a little touchy.
Y'all pop each other on the butt.
Butt slapping. Guys,
butt
only
slapping.
Appropriate on the field. Yeah. Do not slap my butt. Like if Anthony was to walk in the studio and I gave him a good show on the butt. Weird.
Yeah, that's weird, dude.
Oh, this is awkward.
But homegirls will literally sleep in the same bed together.
Yes, and why not? You
hell no,
sleep?
Bro. If me and my homie are sharing like a queen size bed, we're down bad. Something did not go as planned for the night, dude.
I just recently went on a night trip with a friend and they booked us a hotel room to stay together. And I bought a whole other hotel room because there's no way that I'm going to sleep in the same room as a grown ass man.
But yeah. You weren't going to sleep in the same bed.
Well, I know we weren't, but I'm not going to sleep in the same room either.
You can, dude. Floor before bed for sure.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
There's a new study that just dropped, and there's 5 ways for you to make more money where you are right now. Get that raise you deserve. So in case you missed it, I'll give it to you coming up. I always go last, DJ Automatic. I'm very interested in your In Case You Missed It story because it involves relationships.
Don't ever tell me to go to bed. And what? Especially to go to bed at the same time you're going
to
bed.
I like to cuddle with you for 3 minutes before
well,
I turn around.
There's a new study that shows that staggering bedtimes by an hour and a half will help you improve your relationship because it gives you enough time to fall into a deep sleep so you won't be affected by people who snore, like my wife here.
I snore. You snore too. We both snore, so it depends on who knocks out first, who's going to get the best sleep that night.
So the way we do this usually is Dana likes to go to bed about 9 o'clock, and I like to go to bed about 10:30. So I think we've been just doing this for pretty much our entire marriage.
No, unless, you know, you stay in there a little bit longer.
Yeah, of course. I mean, but that only takes, you know...
What the hell was that?
30 seconds.
No, it takes longer than 30 seconds, Dana.
Oh.
Longer than 30 seconds.
That was Mary Tuck.
You sound like that one guy from the old cartoon, King of the Hill.
It's not complicated.
Every person in a relationship, like, I know what she was saying. Okay, I do get it to a certain extent, but I do like to like snuggle with Automatic for about a minute and he rubs my shoulder, and then when I've had enough I turn over to the side to the right and then I'm done.
Anytime your relationship reaches that weird point of you guys have to go into bed together, you gotta like pump the brakes a little bit.
You think
like,
that's odd?
Yeah, that's odd.
Also,
there's some girls that like hold it up to you.
I also
it.
Like when Automatic gets out of the room so I can watch my programming and I have a little alone time. Oh. It is cool. It is cool to have a little alone time.
And I'm so sick of watching Sex and the City that I can't take it anymore.
I'm so into it. I'm rewatching
sleeping
it right now.
Sleeping compatibility is a big thing when it comes to couples. And if you ask Gen Z, they're not into any of it, all right? right? A recent study reveals that Gen Z prefers taking three-hour everything showers, which includes a three-hour session of just meditation, singing along, whatever you want to do for those 3 hours in the shower. They prefer that over sexy time.
Okay. So much for them saving water and caring about the climate, you liars. All over Instagram. We care about the climate. Shut up.
That's all I can think about is a three-hour shower.
No way, dog, would my grandma let that fly at her house.
I know you're living at home. I know you are not living on your own with a three-hour shower, honey. That made me mad. What's wrong with you? And better than sexy time?
There's that. What? I mean, what do you want? That or like higher teen pregnancy rates? You got to take one and the other because teen pregnancy rates are down.
They are. So, you and know, so are STDs.
Hey, so now there's some dads saying, hey, take that shower.
All right, all right.
Showered up, honey.
Speaking of bills, how about that job you're at right now? You're doing a good job. You feel like you are applying yourself. And so you're ready for a raise. There's a new study out. It was done by Indeed.com. And these are the five ways to help you make more money. Number five, set reasonable expectations. If you're making X amount of dollars, don't ask for XXXXX. You know, it's all in steps. Number four, set goals for your career so that your supervisor knows you are trying to bring value to the company.
And make it known. Mm-hmm. Let your supervisor know that you're setting goals.
Number three, keep learning. Let people know, I want to learn this. I want to learn this part of the job.
You could go back to school.
That's not part of it. No.
Oh, that's a way to continue to learn, Dana.
No, it's not. I don't go to school. I didn't go to school. I didn't finish school. That's not the only way.
Yeah, but a lot of companies need to have a degree in order to advance.
You're right. You're right. Number two, maintain a positive attitude. There is nothing worse than the complainer at work. Now, you can talk to your friends, but don't let your supervisors know about, you know, if something's bothering you.
Don't talk to your coworkers about complaining.
I didn't say that's coworker friend and real friend. That's two different things,
Anthony.
Don't
do that, dude. Don't do that. Go get you a pet. Talk to your dog about your bosses because the moment your coworkers get that insight on you, they could throw you under the bus. I don't care, homie. Don't do it, bro.
Careful what you say.
I think the number one piece of advice is so easy. Ask.
Oh, there it is.
Ask.
Okay. Well,
take the initiative. Nobody knows if you don't tell them.
That's right. Closed mouths don't get fed.
Thank you.
I believe if you could just take a simple route and just find somebody in the office who you could bang, you're going to, you know, the old-fashioned way, baby, like they did in the 90s.
That is not it. And today, Gen Z says, no, me too, not happening.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
One of Hollywood's most eligible bachelors. And I mean, he's dated from Giselle to Rihanna. He's off the market. Ladies, oh, this is such big news. This story and more is the best gossip. The Daily Dirt brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Famous people's birthdays first, Anthony A.
We got a gaggle of influencers celebrating their birthday. And the one, the only, Kanye West, turning 46 this year.
Bro.
Kanye, start acting like it. All right, I'm going to start talking about J. Cole. He did not make $1 million for his verse on Dirk's new song, All My Life. There's this rumor going around. People are like, J. Cole's lying. J. Cole did not lie. It's just, he's just talking. And how much did people say he made per word?
$2,000 per word. This is the verse.
The verse for me is like 11 birds. It did the math, it's like $2,000 every word.
When you add up all the words in the song, it comes out to about $960,000.
So anyway, all right. I'm sure he probably gave the verse to Lil Durk.
Hopefully, maybe. But don't never forget, he did go platinum with no features. That is a J. Cole fact.
All right, and now we're going to talk about Justin Bieber's dad. This will be real quick. I just wanted to mention something because he got in trouble earlier this week by saying that families are only a mom and dad, and then people attacked him. And I think that the bigger picture here as someone who was raised by my Nana and my uncle is that when you want people to embrace all kinds of families, it's not an attack on mom and dad. Automatic, you were raised by your mom and daddy. I think that's beautiful.
Yep.
But for other people like myself, I also want to feel normal, not made fun of. And whether you have two moms or two dads or your Nana or your auntie, whomever, that's your family and it's okay.
And family isn't always blood.
Amen. And then finally, Leonardo DiCaprio took Gigi Hadid to meet the parents.
What?
And that's just something he doesn't do. I'm sorry, ladies.
Why do you sound depressed about it?
Because I like watching him.
Yeah, I think the allure, right? Who doesn't live their life through Leonardo DiCaprio? I mean, women want to hang out with the women he's with.
Yeah, Rihanna was, you know, that's the only man Rihanna ever chased.
I just want to say, that man took that Titanic ride to the end.
And the ship's never gone down, ever. All right, we'll keep a close eye on this relationship for sure for you.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Popeye's chicken, they got something new. Get ready to get in line and box. Food news inside Hottest Hashtags on your Friday's Eve. We're the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Apple says it's iOS 17. The next update will finally put an end to everyone's ducking autocorrect. Ooh. Well, it's about ducking time.
Yes.
You know how many times I've typed somebody, I'm ducking, and then a duck emoji comes up. And this is kind of cool. AI is really advancing.
This has been around for a very long time.
But it hasn't been. They've been.
No, they were autocorrecting you because they didn't want you to be a foul-mouthed, unfriendly, unladylike woman. Okay?
Ducking idiot.
No, they've autocorrect a lot of things that didn't make sense. And so all of that is finally going to be right.
I'm not a big fan of autocorrect because I feel like it turns it into different words all the time. Maybe it's because my spelling's that bad, but for the most part, I feel like I'm pretty close and it doesn't get it.
I think your spelling is that bad. Sorry. DJ Automatic Food News.
I can't believe you insulted my spelling like that. All right. Starting actually today, the blackened chicken sandwich is now at Popeye's.
Oh, yeah. A little Cajun blackened chicken.
That's going to lead to some black eyes.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't get shot over this. don't attack anybody in line over it. But they also have a new option where you can add bacon and cheese to every single sandwich.
Oh, my gosh. Popeye's is coming with it. Their crispy chicken sandwich is so good. I can't believe it didn't make that stupid top five chicken sandwich list that you gave us 2 weeks ago. That was whack.
Damn, bro.
I wish we had that much passion for our marriage.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Man, this whole thing was born until that comment. Good job, Automatic. Way to spice it up, dude.
Popeye, spicy.
Yeah, that was nice.
All right, National Day, Anthony.
All right, let's go ahead and start with National Best Friend Day.
I thought Automatic was my best friend.
You're still my best friend, but I think you like Popeye's more.
You just like roast.
Man, dude, y'all's all the day one homies. I love best friends. I love guys' night, girls' night. I love it all. Aww. Kick it with your homies when you get a chance to. All right, and we'll wrap it up on National Jelly-Filled Donut Day.
I like jelly-filled donuts, but, you know, that's not
my...
Wasn't
that the best thing we could end on is
hell
the jelly-filled donut?
No, because we're going to spin it. How about your favorite stuffed food? Una gordita? Those are so good.
Is a burrito stuffed?
Yes, a stuffed burrito, Automatic.
Talking about gorditas, make me think of the girl I hooked up with this weekend.
Anthony, I knew
you were going to... Vettel, she's a tank.
Oh, you said her name. Who's Vettel?
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were discussing the difference between guys having guy friends and females having female friends. But right now what we want to do is talk about the benefit of guys having female friends.
Yes.
That makes sense, all right? Because it's key to have a homegirl in your life who's going to keep it real. All right, so we're going to do two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And we pretty much broke down that dudes are, we're chill creatures. And we're good at certain things, like getting over arguments that we may have with each other. Because women don't do that.
I could literally fight my friend, and if Anthony and I had a physical fight, by the end of the day, we'd be friends again.
Yeah, for sure. We'd probably be friends, and it wouldn't be that much of a fight because neither of us are in that good of shape.
We'd just get winded.
Yeah, right? But women will carry beef on for the remainder of time. Yes. Like, they'll treat each other like evil villains. Like, this is like some type of superhero movie.
It's almost like when men fight each other, they have more respect for each other.
Yeah, because you kind of just settle it down. You know what it is. It's a respect thing, dude.
Yeah.
And on the flip side, men are not that good of homies when it comes to needing emotional support.
Nope.
You ever try to tell your homie that you broke up with your girl and they treat it like you lost some keys?
Anthony told me not the last time, but one of these times, and I just sent him a song. I was like, get over it, dude.
That's it. You tell your homie, yeah, man, she cheated on me. Damn, that's crazy. That's about it.
This song, dude.
That's about it. But, so it is just like that. It's important to have a female friend. And Automatic has a good list of other reasons why it's important to have a homegirl in your life, homies. Go ahead, DJ Automatic.
Reason number one, relationship advice. They're going to give you the best advice when it comes to talking to another female.
That is just point blank, period, bro. Yeah. You need some insight from the other side. DJ Automatic, what's next on your list of having female homegirls?
Fashion.
Oh, yes, dude, yes. And also cologne.
Girls are going to make you look fly. Whereas other guys, just you're going to look like a construction worker.
Bro. Because sometimes they're the worst when you can like spot a guy who you can tell he has no women in his life. And he's just wearing like superhero t-shirts and whatnot like that. Oh, my God. DJ Automatic, go ahead.
The last one is life hacks. And this means a lot of things. And this is meant in the least misogynistic way possible.
Talk to me.
cooking, home decor, just all those kind of things that men just aren't that good at. Because I'll tell you right now, I can walk into a guy's apartment and tell that a woman has never been there. Like my brother's house. He lives by himself. He has probably 60 pairs of shoes right by the front door. No woman would ever let that happen.
I spent a couple days cleaning my apartment in order to have this one girl come over, and she walked in and just called me out. And she was like, Anthony, none of your clocks are set. So like stuff like that. Like women are just better at things like that, dude.
You have no hand towels in the bathroom.
I have no hand towels. One woman told me, she's like, Anthony, all guys do is push their furniture to the side and everything to the corner of their apartments when they're trying to decorate. So having a homegirl who's really good at interior decorating, that's amazing, dog. That doesn't come to me. I've had one friend. His name is Rondon, and he's really good at cooking, and he's really good at cleaning, and that's because he gets laid a lot.
Yeah, those friends are very far and few between, dog. Yes.
So either get you a Rondon or get you another homegirl who you do not want to sleep with. That is important.
That's the hard part.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.